This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to do exactly that, to give me a holler. I've got the better part of an hour with you, 855-993-7569. And if you're calling from Canada, well, happy Canadian Day, happy O Canada Day. And if you're calling from Canada, I would love to know if before you did if the official theme song of O Canada became the essentially national anthem, did you just do God Save the Queen? And I think you did. I'm not positive, but I think you did. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. So way to get in touch with me today and any particular day. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Alrighty, so we were talking about fast food, and Chick-fil-A was the number one choice this year. McDonald's was last. Oh, no. So we asked people what their favorite was, and both, it turns out that both Manny and myself are sort of fans of Wendy's. He likes a chicken sandwich. I like the baked potato and the chili. So, and they used to, I don't know if they have it anymore. They used to have a salad. I guess it was a chicken salad. It wasn't chicken salad like with Manny. It was chicken, like roasted chicken with, or broiled chicken or something, with strawberries and almonds. And they would give you the almonds and you put them on the top, little slivered almonds. Ooh, yummy. Alrighty. So let's hear what other people liked.
Let's start with Amy. Amy says, Jimmy John's. It's delicious, really fast, and healthier than most fast food.
What is Jimmy John's? Do we know what Jimmy John's is? Have you ever heard of a Jimmy John's?
Oh, yeah. It's sandwiches. It's kind of like Subway. But the sandwiches are a little bit more, the subs are a little bit more, I guess they're a little bit more gourmet, I guess, if
Jimmy John's. So I've never even heard of them. But okay.
They don't have them? They have them out in New York.
No.
Don't they? Really?
So I don't think we have a Jimmy John's.
Huh. That's kind of surprising.
I don't think I've ever heard of them. I know the Two Guys Burgers or something, and I know the five. No, I think it's Five Guys. Mm-hmm. And they're three napkins or something. There's also Quiznos,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there's a Jimmy John's.
There's not a whole lot of Quiznos left in Minnesota. I think there are a few, but not very many. But yeah,
well, I like those because they sort of toast everything, which I think is kind of everything tastes better toasted, I think. I'm a great fan of toast.
But yeah, Jimmy John's is, there's quite a few of them over here.
Let's just see what happens when I Google Jimmy John's.
Jimmy John's.
Let's see.
Yep.
Jimmy John's.
Very good. I like them.
Let's see what it says here. Yeah, apparently there's one.
And they don't.
I'm not sure that that's. I think it's in Newark. I don't think there's one in New York. I think it's just in Newark, which is close, but not no cigar.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hoboken. None in the city. Okay. So there you go. Well, all right. So we have to go find a Jimmy John's at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. All right, keep going.
Carrie says Arby's. Technically, it's food.
Yeah, well, Arby's made the list. Not very high on the list, but it didn't make the list. So, okay, what else we got?
Sheila says, I still love a Big Mac, fries, and a shake.
Do you know, I know it says, now look, they said what, McDonald's was down like 5% or something? But every time I get on the train, and again, you know, they didn't break this down by parts of the country, and I don't know if there's any variation here. But when I get on the train at almost any time of day, there's always somebody eating out of a McDonald's bag, and especially the fries. I think that most people think that even though they're not made out of individual potatoes, do you know how they do the fries at McDonald's? It's kind of alarming if you think about it, or not, okay. Depending on it. All right, what they do is they take the potatoes and they make it, like, have you ever bought the dehydrated mashed potatoes? They're flakes. And then you add butter and milk and stuff, and they become potatoes again.
Oh, yeah.
They don't actually taste very much like potatoes, but they look very much like potatoes.
Right.
Well, it turns out McDonald's fries apparently are, they roll out a dough that essentially, I guess, has potatoes in it, and then they use a press to make the shape of fries, and then they fry them, but it's not actual, I mean, I guess peeling potatoes is a very labor-intensive behavior if you're not in the Army, and that's how they do it.
Hmm.
And probably one of the reasons that people love McDonald's French fries is, my guess is, if you looked at the dough itself, it probably has a fair amount of sugar in it. And because it's not real, you know, it probably is also more coated in grease. Well, actually, probably not. Surface area is surface area. But that real potatoes probably have never been in the same room as a McDonald's.
Wow.
But that, everybody loves those fries.
Yeah, well, they are good. I mean, it's
hard, yeah, they're,
it's
yeah,
hard to say no to them.
And so, yeah, but And as I said, my guilty pleasure, which I discovered quite by accident, which doesn't make it any more forgivable, I understand that, folks, that I'm responsible for my own behavior, is somebody gave me a coupon once, and I don't remember the circumstances, but somebody gave me a coupon for the Fraps, and it's which is actually pronounced Frappe, which means to hit. You know, so it's like a, but it's, I don't know that there's anything even faintly natural, or that any, you know, anybody has ever seen in nature, but it's cold, it's kind of creamy, it's chocolate with chocolate chunks in it, and then they put whipped cream and caramel and hot fudge on the top of it, and it is the most delicious thing on the face of the earth. I am sure that it's giving my bladder immortality at the same time I'm eating it. I'm sure. I actually looked at the sugar load the last time I went in for a cup of coffee or a cup of decaf there, and it's not terrible. It's about, I think, like 350 calories or something. But it is the most delicious thing that you've ever tasted in your life, even knowing that there is nothing even faintly natural about it, and it's, I'm sure, loaded with sugar and all sorts of awful things, but it is delicious. What can I tell you? It's embarrassing, but it is true. And I know I'm supposed to only eat. I actually, on the air once, said that I ate Hershey's, and people gave me a hard time about that. Well, there's, you know who owns Godiva? Hershey's. So there, ha. Huh. Robert, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hello.
Hello. Hey, I work for Nestle at a potato processing plant. And we had 55% of the market for McDonald's, and they were made out of real potatoes. So I don't know where these people are at that are saying they made them out of a paste. But we would deliver and process about 125 ton a day.
Wow!
And make French fries, and we would ship them all over the countryside. We even had a plant that was 30 miles away that made Japanese fries, and they looked and tasted horrible to us, but that's what the Japanese wanted, so that's what the Japanese got.
All right. I have a whole bunch of questions to ask you. How long ago? It's you're using the past tense, so how long ago was this?
I actually quit working for them in 91, but my son still works for them, and Simplot bought them out. You know, when I quit in 91. But they still make the potatoes. They still make all the French fries. They still, the way that they peel them is they do it with water. And so that the peeling comes off with water, so there's no actual handling of the potatoes to make them. And
do it with hot water?
Yes, warm water.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So how does
it's just.
How does that work? How would you peel a potato in hot water? I know if you cook the potato.
As it goes through the process, it goes through scrubbers.
Okay, hang on for me. I want to hear more about this. Do not go away.
Okay.
All right, because I want to know how you do it. I want to know what you think is in the Japanese stuff. I want to know all about this. Robert, hang on for me. Oh, goody, some misinformation that we're clarifying. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right. We're talking with Robert, who's worked for Nestle's, and says that they export 125 tons a day of potatoes to McDonald's. All right. So, and you're saying the notion that it's made out of a mix is not accurate, that they actually use potatoes, right?
Yes. Yes. I've never had a better potato, a better French fry than when I went into the plant We went to the grading area where they grade all their own product, of course. And then the oil is exactly the right temperature. It's never used for anything else but French fries. They pull a five-pound bag off of the line, and then they cook them up so that they can get the right color and everything else to be able to make sure what they work. One reason why people like McDonald's fries is they have set the standard for potatoes, French fries. And so if you pass the McDonald's criteria, then you know that you've got a great French fry. It's going to be the right size. It's going to be the right shape. It's going to have, I think they even have a length minimum that they will accept to be able to make it work.
All right, so go and explain to me exactly how you peel a potato. I know if you cook a potato, but these are presumably they're cut when they're raw, right? So how do you peel a potato? Yeah. You're mentioning scrubbers. How do we do this?
The potatoes actually float in water, and that's how they move them around the plant.
Right.
And as they go through the plant and through the different pipes and tubes and everything, they go into what they call scrubbers, which are like big brushes. And as the peelings are wet, then they turn in there and they rub the peeling right off of the outside of them. So when they get done, they're perfectly clean, all but the little eyes that you can't get into, and even a lot of those will come out. And then they go down through, and they actually force them through with the water into what they call water knives, which is a big round thing that's got crisscross knives in it.
Okay.
You know, understand? Am I describing it well enough? So it actually forces the potato lengthwise through this water knife, it's called. And then it goes down the line, and then they separate all the little tiny ones and all the pieces and everything that aren't good for making French fries, and that goes over into a different line. And then they actually go through and they pre-cook them in oil so that they're partially cooked before they're ever flash frozen and put into bags and then put into a box.
All right. A couple things. First of all, I just Googled McDonald's French fries. It turns out that there are actually 19 ingredients in them, in addition to the potato. Now, part of them are oils. They also put a natural beef flavor in, which I never would have guessed. I guess they must have cooked when they fry them. That's what's probably in the oil. They're saying hydrolyzed wheat and hydrolyzed milk. That may be where the notion of a batter came from. Citric acid. Dextrose, which is basically a sugar, sprayed on the fly so they don't turn gray. Salt, so a bunch of stuff. So what's in the, and I know that they do essentially, when they come to McDonald's the second time, that they're fried a second time, which may make why they're so crispy. All right, yep. So what's different in the Japanese fries than the Americans' fries?
I never did get into the processing into the other plants. It's about 30 miles away from where I'm at. But I talked to people that have done it, and they run it through the system. But they said it's absolutely horrible compared to what we like. With this last nonsense over here on the coast with the longshoremen and all, Simplot bought Nestle, and they were flying French fries to Japan to be able to satisfy the market. And I can't even imagine what kind of cost that added to the whole price of it, but they were running them over in trucks over to the coast, putting them on airplanes and flying them to Japan to maintain their customer base.
Yeah, I remember reading about that they were. So Japan, McDonald's is still a big deal in Japan, right?
Oh yeah, it's an American thing. The Japanese are very enamored with the whole American culture, and so they just love American stuff and American McDonald's, American French fries. But I don't understand why they like them, so much different than we do. But that's Japanese culture for you.
Well, if I would guess, that they probably, instead of having the beef flavor in it, that they probably put some miso flavor in or something like that, just because so much of Japanese food it's a little saltier than American and has, more soy flavor in it than most Americans are like, but it'd be an interesting phenomenon. All right, so you're saying that even though they have 19 ingredients in it, that basically It's not a dough. It's potatoes.
Oh no, I've loaded hundreds of trucks that have been delivered to the plant. They run 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Wow.
They have 32 ton per truck, and we were able to load each truck about every 15 minutes, and then they would drive them over to the plant. And that particular truck, the potatoes on those trucks were processed within 24 hours of going onto that truck.
So there must be a whole bunch of distribution centers all over the United States that they can get them to McDonald's within 24 hours.
I don't know for sure. I do know that they have right behind them, the very backside of this plant that we have here, is a huge outfit called Americold. And it must have 20 bays for trucks to back up to. And that's where the trucks are always backing in there and getting the finished product. They've got to have some way of being able to distribute it from there. But, Americold's got semis all the time, heading every which way. They do a lot on railroad cars.
Yep.
The Americold will load out of the other side of the plant to go into refrigerated railroad cars to be able to get to where they need to go.
All right. So you still eat Mickey D's fries, huh?
Oh, I love them. I don't have a problem. After seeing how they make granulated potatoes, kind of makes me wonder just a little bit, but I just try to ignore the that. And I still enjoy Kentucky Fried Chicken's mashed potatoes and try not to remember the bad parts. All the yucky stuff that nobody else will take, and that's what they make the granulated potatoes out of.
Ooh. So I was going to ask you what they did with the shorties that don't make the standard McDonald's cutoff, and you're saying they make mashed potato mix out of them?
Well, they can. They also make what they call Orida is one of the brands that they were making at that time, and I don't think I'll get into trouble by mentioning that, but they actually make what they call shoestring fries, which are nothing more than just the very ends of the potatoes that they can't use for anything else. So they're just little tiny French fries.
Right, so what do they do with the peels, which are supposedly the best, the healthiest part of the fry? What do they do? They feed them to the pigs or something?
Cattle. They have a truck that comes around, and they load the trucks up, and they take it out. There's a feedlot here outside of where I live that has 30 to 40,000 head of potato of cattle, and they have trucks that run.
Robert, listen, I'm out of time here, but listen, hang on if you'd like, but you were a great resource. Thanks a bunch. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 303-483-4885 or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right. Robert, who is my expert on all things potato, you said that there are some other things you wanted to mention. Go ahead and mention away.
The other thing is, have you ever had a hash brown or a tater tot?
Sure.
That's what they do with the little stuff that's too small to make into a french fry, and yet it's still a good potato. It's still a good product. They actually form those in, you know, at the plant, and then they're frozen, and that's how those are made, so that you can have those in your Mexi fries or whatever you want to call them. But,
well, and every kid in America knows about tater tots, so there you go.
Sure. Yep. And so they use every little bit of it, and that they don't use goes in for cattle feed, and the water is that they use, and it's just an unbelievable amount of water that it takes to be able to do it.
I'll bet.
They actually put in a digester, and they have a huge pond that they put a big seal under it and over it all the way around, and they collect the methane gas, and that's where my boy works. But they, at the time, and I didn't got for sure which one is true, but I was told that they save $1 million a year by taking the methane off of those rotten potatoes and putting them back to the plant to use them in their in the plant.
Wow. Well, good for them. I mean, it's really reassuring. You know, I don't know if you're aware that there's a new movement called the ugly fruit and vegetable movement, which is that something, it's either 40 or 60%. It's right around half of all fruit and vegetables, I think it's 40%, doesn't get to market because it looks weird. It's perfectly edible, but it just looks weird. And so there are now grocery stores and farmers who are part of this movement. So we're now, because we waste a huge amount of food in this country, and it's nice to hear of a facility that doesn't waste, so that's great.
Then after they get done taking the methane off, they pump the water out to the farmers that grow the potatoes, and the water, the effluent water that they have goes onto the ground, and they use that for fertilizer to be able to grow the next crop or whatever crop they have going on. Yeah. And so it's very... You know, it's interesting what all they have to go through, and unfortunately, it's forced by the government. They've figured out how to be able to make it to their benefit, but there's rules and regulations with EPA and all kinds of nonsense going on. But it's quite a process that they have there, and the one plant that I was at is just one of many in this area.
I'm sure.
You know, to raise all this different stuff and product, but. Yeah, it's pretty interesting, but appreciate you taking my call, and it's been a pleasure to talk to you and listen to you.
Well, Robert, thank you. It's nice to know that. I was just saying to Manny, there are not a whole lot of programs you can listen to where you hear about McDonald's French fries, five-year-old penises, and O Canada, all in the same program. So there you go. Robert, thanks for your call, sir. All right, John, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, John. What's on your mind today?
First thing is, are we allowed to pay you via credit card for your advice?
Well, considering it's free, you can pay any way you want.
For a 1 hour block or half an hour?
Oh, not at this moment, but what a good idea. Maybe that's something to do. It would be pretty expensive, though, is the only problem. But
okay.
But thanks for the thought. I actually, you know, every once in a while someone says, why don't you reopen a private practice? And my kind of promise to myself when I started on the air was that I would not ever take anybody in private practice that I didn't have before I started on the air. Because I think what I do on the air is helpful and hopefully educational, but it's not therapy per se. And I don't want people to confuse the two or to think, okay, you know, she can answer my, you know, therapy is a different kind of modality. So, but every once in a while I kind of flirt with the idea. I'll tell you what, I'll let you know. But
well, you're welcome. We should do... video and send it to you, and then you can give a response or call us, because sometimes
we're
nervous on the radio and we can't remember what we really that would have allowed you to help us.
Yeah, that's a good point. But yeah, I'll tell you what, if I get to that point where I've figured out a way to do it, and maybe that's a, somebody actually asked me years ago to do an online therapy kind of thing. And I hosted an online chat room, but that was very different and it was free. But somebody actually asked me if and I said I didn't think it was workable, but there's so many things online now that maybe I should revisit the idea. And I'll tell you what, if that's something that, you know, maybe I'll sort of think about it. And if there's something to do, I promise I'll announce it on the program and you can be my first client.
Now, that being said, I mean, free is great, but I'm just saying if someone's desperate and they need you after your show is over at 4 or 5 o'clock, then we can get you because we're really...
Well, but let me tell you, I mean, the likelihood of my being on call 24/7 isn't very high. So, I mean, I hear what you're saying, but the reason if I did that model, it would be for privacy, and you'd have a little bit more time with me. But, I mean, I can't, even when I was in private practice... people would cover for me, and there were emergency services, but that's very hard to do as an individual because you'd have to be available 24/7, and I need to sleep occasionally. So,
yeah.
But I hear what you're saying. So tell me what's on your mind today,
okay. Well,
other than a new business model.
I don't know where to start. Basically, I was told by my friend that I should get my stuff because she's on holiday for many months. And I have nowhere to put it. I'm going through a lot because I've been through a lot. I've realized that recently that it's called trauma. I was describing, but I didn't realize that's what it was because I was so used to it. I'm still suffering the outfall on a domino chain effect daily basis as a result of the traumas I have suffered and endured for far too long.
All right, well, let me just stop you. Let's deal with things as they come up. So what stuff does she have that she wants you to get rid of? Tell me what that constitutes.
Things that I
mean, is it clothing? Is it kitchen supplies? Is it your guitar? Is it books? What is it? What are we talking about?
It's books, some that are no longer available. This was not decirculated. It's discontinued. Knowledge, power, sensitive information, personal information, possibly identification. Things that
how long has she had it and you haven't had it?
As long as I'm aware, since on or about the month of August last year, she's had it longer, but due to her not communicating with me for a whole entire year, I believe she's grown further apart.
Let's just stay on the stuff for a moment. If you've done it without it for a year, is there really anything you absolutely need?
Of course.
Why?
Oh, yeah.
What do you need? And what do you need that you could do without for a year that you need now?
Well, for instance, I've been so... in order to get ID, it's going to take me, I think, 8 to 9 weeks. In order for me to qualify for jobs and qualify for certain personal things I don't want to mention on the air, I need to have ID. And
so you've done without an ID for a year?
I've done nothing illegal. I've been creative. People.
No. I'm just asking. I'm not suggesting legality. But you're saying you don't have a driver's license. You don't have a passport. You don't have any.
I had no access to it because she may have the key to something that I need to get at what might still be there, being my passport. So
right.
It's another. But
John, look. The point I'm trying to make is severalfold. That sometimes we have an emotional attachment to things, which is understandable, but if we take a deep breath and a step back, they're quite often, for example, books, even books that are out of print, you can quite often get on the internet. You can get books out of print, or at a bookstore, or, I mean, and the internet is obviously an easy way of doing it, because then you don't actually have to have the book itself. If you have an ID, for example, if your passport is less than a year old, if it's still in operation, it hasn't expired. And it turns out if it's expired for less than a year, in most places you can renew it, and it may be easier and less wear and tear on you and your stomach acid to just go and get a new passport. And if you have an old passport that's still operant or it's expired within less than a year ago, you don't even have to have the old passport because they'll have it on record. And I only found this out a couple days ago, and I'm not even sure how it came up, but it did. So what I'm saying is, if you look at the stuff she has, because it sounds like this relationship is really tricky and unlikely to become simplified anytime soon. So if we focus, wait. So if we focus on the stuff, there may be stuff that you lament not having, but you don't actually, it's not crucial. It's just something you'd like to have. And so, and if you can get that stuff from her, or she's telling you she wants the stuff out of there, then storage space usually is relatively inexpensive. So let me put you on hold for just a minute. You think about what you absolutely have to have, and reminding yourself that you haven't had any of it for a year. And if there's stuff, because sometimes letting go is just the best thing for our head and our stomach, as well as our relationships. Put you on hold. Be back in a moment. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, that's just what John has done. And John, I hear that this is kind of a troubled relationship and you're going through kind of a rough patch in your life. And the question is, how much is this stuff emotionally connected to you and how much do you actually need? Because if you can let go of it, you may find that some of the aggravation and some of the anxiety in your life has just dissipated instantly. So can you differentiate between stuff that you want and stuff that you actually need?
I can't recall the details, but because I'm under high stress and it's blanking my memory out because I've had multiple concussions. I was hit by a truck off my bicycle. I was illegally evicted from my house, illegally evicted from my second place.
Okay, John, stay focused for me. I mean, look, if you haven't seen them for a year and you don't really remember, what I'd probably do is make sure that you get some kind of ID, either driver's license or passport, so you have that, and let the rest of it go.
But without what she has, I can't proceed to get my ID.
John, I just went through the fact that if your passport is still operant, people lose their passports all the time. Passports are stolen. If your passport hasn't expired or has expired within the last year, you can go to a passport office, get a new picture, they'll issue a new passport for you. A driver's license, presumably, with the same issue. If you, the people's ID are stolen or lost all the time, and so there are all sorts of mechanisms that are in place to issue you a new one. Well, and it sounds like the likelihood of her giving you the stuff back isn't very high.
Well,
you've done without it for a year.
But I don't need it. There's a deeper reason why I wasn't able to get it. I mean, I was so desperate to know about her psychology. John,
you have to differentiate between the stuff, the material stuff that she has, and the emotional hold that she has on you. If it's been a year and she's holding on to your stuff, the likelihood of her being willing to do business with you is not very high.
She was taking care of my stuff. It's not holding it back from me. She was taking care of it. She told me to get it before the end of the month. She told me that on or about, I believe, the 18th of June. So I called her, I'm losing track. I called her, say, for instance, after the 21st of June. I was afraid because I'm afraid to be hurt, so I was close to where she works, and I turned away and I walked away and I called her 3 hours later. I found I just missed her by 5 minutes, so I called her on Tuesday night, no response. Called her on Wednesday, no response. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, something's very wrong. So I suspect she's moved from her residence, which is why she was
wanted the stuff out of there.
Right, and I suspect that, like, because nothing she said made any sense. She said, "Oh, it's in the way." I'm like, "It's in your cupboard. That doesn't make any sense." And let's just design your life.
John, either she's still there and she has the stuff, she's not there anymore, but the stuff is still there, or the stuff is gone. And none of that is under your control. None of it. So if she's moved and she dumped the stuff, then it's gone. And it's just gone.
How could they do that?
John, we're not dealing with her emotions. We're not dealing with her motivation because you're not going to know that. All we're dealing with is what you need. And what I would do is focus on getting a new passport and or driver's license and let the rest of it go. If you know where she lives and there is a way...
Or where she works?
Well, I don't know. But, I mean, you can certainly send her an email. You have to be careful.
I don't have her email. I don't know if she's paranoid. There are details that I really think you need to know.
John, it doesn't make any difference who she is. We're only talking about what your needs are. And your need to reestablish a relationship with her is futile. It will not work. She's already told you that. So you just have to accept that. It may not be fun, but that's where it is. And the fact that she's not returning your phone calls, the fact that she told you you had basically 10 days to get the stuff out, either the stuff is gone or it's not. If it's not gone, what I would do is just see if you send her a note or drop it off at work or leave her a voice message that says,
but I don't
tell
know
me where it is.
Dr. You, Laura. Dr.
I'm
Dr.
not Laura. I'm Brown.
I know. Mm-hmm. Dr. Joy Brown. I had to try and find out where she worked. And then
you told me
said,
you did know where she worked. John, you're focusing on the wrong stuff. She's
I found
not
her. I found a lookalike. I was about 80 meters away, and I was afraid to approach her. And then
I think that's legitimate. I don't think I would approach her either, because clearly she doesn't want to do business with you.
But it's illogical, because she told me at her mouth she wanted to. Her actions are contradicting her behavior. And she goes, I don't know who to trust anymore.
I buy her behavior well before I buy her words. She knows how to get in touch with you. You may not know how to get in touch with her, but she knows how to get in touch with you. If she wants to get in touch with you, she will. And, John, I know this is difficult for you, and I know it feels terrible for all of us to have a situation that's out of our control. But it is, and you can either make yourself very unhappy, and it sounds like you're already going through a very tough time. If I were you, I'd focus on things that I could affect, not things that I could not affect. And her behavior, you cannot affect, period. That's all there is to it. And it's not that I'm making it up or I'm doing anything except just looking at the situation and saying, if you can't do anything about it, you can't do anything about it. And it's easy to say don't worry about it, and that's sometimes very difficult. But focus on what you can do, which is to get your ID. The rest of the stuff, if you haven't had it for a year, it's either available online or it's not. So go get your ID taken care of so you feel that you can at least have a government-issued ID, their driver's license or a passport.
It's far, far, far more than that. And the last time this happened,
I understand
that I should have went to her workplace. I should have called her.
John, there's nothing you can do about this. She's clearly giving you very mixed messages. You don't know how to get a hold of her. If she wants to get a hold of you, she knows how to get a hold of you.
I called
John,
her.
John, this is not profitable. I don't want to make you unhappy, but you're not listening. And I don't want to make you more unhappy than you are. It sounds like you're going through a tough time. What I'm saying is we go through tough times. We have to focus on that which we can affect. You're focusing on a whole lot of stuff that there's no way you're going to be able to affect one way or the other. It will make you feel anxious. It will make you feel sad. It will make you feel unhappy.
I'm not even alive anymore because I'm tired of suffering. And I saw her walk into some vehicle with quad tint yesterday. Unless it was her lookalike.
John, I'm not going to play anymore. What I would do if I were you is get my ID taken care of. And if you're feeling that you really can't cope anymore, then you need to get yourself to an emergency room and tell them that. Because
I'm not going to do anything bad to myself. I'm telling you, why am I always suffering? I'm always suffering. And I can't let crazy people dictate the pace of my life anymore because
maybe you should get your ID and stay away from this woman. Because whether she's crazy or not, she's certainly sending you very mixed messages that are making you very unhappy.
But the only time we gain control is when I actually did see her face to face.
No, the only thing you can control is your behavior. And she's clearly made it clear that she's not going to do business with you. John, I'm done. Because I don't want to make you unhappy. I don't want to argue with you. And you can listen to this, and you can go on the website in about 10 minutes, and you can listen to the podcast if you want to. But I don't want to browbeat you. But understand, get your ID taken care of. And understand, there are people who have part of our cardiac real estate, but they're not good for us, and we have to walk away from them. If there was ever a toxic relationship, it's this one. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.